Welcome to Dream Business Radio, the place to create your dream business now. Get ready for some inspiration, some encouragement, some proven business building strategies, and a couple of new ideas
that you haven't even thought of.
It's time to leave Slow and Steady as She Goes to the other entrepreneurs, because this program is all about speed and fast results. And now, broadcasting from his floating home somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, the dream business coach himself, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to another fantastic live episode of Dream Business Radio. I'm your host, Captain Jim Palmer, the dream business coach, coming to you today from my land yacht. No more floating home. But we are in from outside of the Great Smoky Mountains. Anyway, this is episode 603. I have a really cool special guest this week, Audra Carpenter. How are you doing, Audra?
I'm well. Thank you for having me. This is exciting. Yeah.
We're going to be talking a lot about the big name, the 10,000 foot name is the digital landscape, but I'm really curious about AI. So let me introduce Audra and we will dive right in. I'm going to read the bio here. Audra Carpenter is a dynamic entrepreneur and mentor with a knack for transforming ideas into successful businesses. From launching cozy coffee shops in California to pioneering a digital marketing agency, Audra's journey is a tapestry of innovation and success. She's not just a business maven, she's a guiding light, illuminating the path to success for countless aspiring entrepreneurs through engaging speaking engagements and insightful teaching sessions. Her latest venture, the Zindo Plus Co. Market, I probably messed that up, it'll correct me in a minute, marketplace, is reshaping the digital business landscape with its unique Udatech platform. Audra, you put in some, it's like reading the first part of the Bible. There's some really huge names in there, offering a trove of resources for businesses to thrive online. Dedicated to demystifying the entrepreneurial process, Audra brings clarity and order to the complex world of growing and scaling a business. Off duty, she is a passionate AI enthusiast and avid reader, and she is also the voice behind The Mess in the Middle, which is a podcast, and Audra was introduced to me by none other than Denise Griffiths from Your Partner in Success Radio, really good friend of mine for a very long time. So again, welcome to Dream Business Radio. I've been very looking forward to this interview.
Well, thanks again for having me. And if I would have known you were reading that, I would have given you like one sentence. And to sum all that up, I would probably say I'm the how. So I'm the one that everybody says, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just go find the house. Somebody else will do it. I'm that person. So I'm becoming cool. Early in the industry, in agency industry, I actually had to learn how to do it. So I'm a little bit of a hybrid. I'm a technical marketer, meaning I can get in the weeds and build campaigns and websites and everything else, but I'm very strategic and expert marketer. So I kind of blend those two together.
It's interesting. Mr. Jeff Herring is popping on saying hi. He's been a friend and a coaching member. He's in my mouse. He too is very technical, understands the know-how, and then just somehow puts it all together, which I admire. Beautiful. People like you. So I want to begin by asking you questions around AI, because I just think the world is fascinated, but I'm in the entrepreneurial space. Right. And it's when it first came out, probably just showing my age a little bit, I'm like, oh, I don't want to go learn something else new. But then, you know, Jeff has introduced me to AI and some others, and I'm looking at it. It's very, very powerful. And I want to kind of start with my audience members, people who listen to this podcast in mind. A lot of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners, they're wondering, like, when do you start? How do you start? I mean, and you even mentioned, I think, or I was reading that it can be automated. So give us a little bit of the background on how you got started and let's dive in.
Okay. I would say as an agency owner for the last 15 years, everything that we do as owners is manual. Everything we do, from sending a campaign to sending an email to posting to social media to writing a blog post, it's been a very, very manual process. Mm-hmm. When AI started coming around, and I kind of got involved in it when Jasper first started, which mm-hmm. everybody knows now is Jasper. It used to be a couple other names. Okay. So I'm about 3 years into this, maybe a little bit more. I kind of saw it like, oh my goodness, we're actually going to be able to lean on technology a little bit more to help us get these tasks done. Now, fast forward 3 years where OpenAI started, and that completely changed the game for businesses. Now, I don't think a lot of people realize the golden ticket we were just given with this tool. Mm-hmm. Anything and everything that you could possibly think of, you can now talk to somebody or something, a technology, about solving for you. So I'm struggling with my copy. I can't get my offers to convert. My emails aren't working. Whatever that is, I can now have this trusted, highly intelligent technology that I can go to that can give me guidance as a business owner to help me get better results in the work that I'm already manually doing.
It's so interesting you say it's almost like a partner or somebody working for you. So I'll say about 3 months ago, I was doing an interview and this person was on the schedule, but they were failing to give me some kind of grist for the mill and their website didn't give me much. And I went to ChatGPT and I said, I have a podcast for entrepreneurs. I'm interviewing somebody in this space. I don't want to name it. And I said, what kind of questions should I ask? Oh my God, 10 questions came up.
Beautiful.
Very well thought out. I probably asked all, I was like amazed. It's like I asked you or any other, like Jeff or somebody else, I asked the question and it wrote back to me. Oh, that's interesting. You're talking to that person, right? And here's some questions you might want to ask. And I was like, that was very interesting to me.
It's amazing. And again, it's a little unknown. I don't want to say it's scary because it's not scary. Any new technology comes, there's change. We all start in kindergarten when we start with any kind of learning something new, regardless if it's training for a triathlon or creating a sales funnel. There still is that beginner step. And yes, it's we're uncertain and unclear of what we're supposed to do. Many people I find when they're trying to use the chat tools, right? Not even the complex stuff, but the really beginner stuff, overthink it. They're thinking, I need to know the answer before I ask the question. Chat's just going to give me back a better version of it. But that's not really true. You should go to it and say, look, I need some help with a onboarding sequence for my audience. This is what I sell. This is my audience. This is my tone of voice. Help me write a sequence. Or tell me what you need from me to be able to prepare this sequence. And it'll do it all for you. Again, the limitations that people are running into where they're saying it's not producing great content, nothing is usable, it's because they're not asking better questions. They're controlling too much of that input.
And when you say better questions, Audrey, you're talking about prompts, right? Is that the terminology?
Well, or are you they don't different? Even have to. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You don't even have to think outside of the box, right? Prompting is kind of stage two. Let's start with just a basic conversation.
Okay.
I need help with X. I sell X. I need more leads. I need more sales. My emails aren't getting opened. Can you look at the data and tell me what am I doing wrong? And it will do all that for you.
So for some of the entrepreneurs who are new to AI, whether they've been in business for 20 years or 1 year or 5 years, what are some of the entry points if they want to start experimenting with AI and integrate it into their marketing? What are some of the ways that you suggest they could start?
Well, I would say if you're brand new, I would say no matter what stage you're at in your company, always start with revenue. Right. Okay. If I have money, the conversation changes. I can hire smarter people. I can get more technology. I can do a lot more when I have funds available. So I would say, look at the tasks that happen in your business that are repeatable, that generate revenue. And I would start there. Now, if the technology is not quite there yet, because AI is not finished, you guys, it's like in third grade of this evolution that we're going through right now. So some things are not possible. I can automate quite a few sexy things, but I'm getting to a place now where I'm tapping out that I just can't get it to finish that marketing cycle. But I can get 80% there on many things. Which is,
if I can interrupt you, what do you mean by automate, Audra? I mean, suppose you tell If I'm not asking a question, please just correct me. Don't be like, oh, okay. You're the host. I won't. So let's
no,
say
this is new. Everybody gets a pass.
All right. Okay. Let's say I want to put a new blog post on my website every week. So, and do I tell it how many words, or I'm interested in the automation part. Like I can go there and ask it to write a blog post. It'll come back. I may edit. Boom. But how do you automate that? Or do you have to keep going back and asking every week?
You can now I'm going to get a little geeky here, you guys. So stick with me, but it really is simpler than think of Oz, right? You see all kinds of crazy stuff happening, but it's really just a little man pushing buttons. That's all it is. So I can set up a Google spreadsheet that's got keywords or has got headlines or it's got content that I want to focus on. AI. And then I use a automation platform that's called make.com. Zapier, it's all in the same family. And what we're trying to do is connect a workflow. So I give it keywords or I give it a blog title. I connect it to OpenAI and I've set my parameters. This is where prompts really become important, is when you're trying to set up automations. And the reason why is because I want a consistent output every single time. Otherwise, what's the point of automating it, right?
Okay.
If I have to go in and edit it every time. So I give it my keywords. I give it my title. I've already set up all my writing instructions, my brand guidelines. You know, it has all my foundation stuff. And it knows how I want it to write for me. I've told paragraphs or sixth grade level, or I've set all the boundaries. Then I can just run it through that cycle on automation. It will create the blog post for me. It gives me an outline. It gives me their version of it. I can quickly go and do some updates. I repost the updated version and then it finishes it. It writes a headline, or it writes a meta description. Okay. It writes the excerpt. It creates a thumbnail. It posts, I use WordPress. So it posts in draft on WordPress. And then all we have to do is kind of go in and finish it up and it's ready to go live.
You mean to say it doesn't just, it actually puts it into your WordPress site? You don't just take the content that it just lovingly gave you. It actually puts it in? Wow.
I don't want to do
that.
It. What's the point of an automation if I'm not going to do the whole thing, right?
Holy smokes.
But so, wait, there's more, okay, Bob.
But there's more. All right. Two sets of knives. Okay.
Right. So we did the whole blog workflow, right?
Yep.
And at the beginning, I gave it my target audience and what kind of article I wanted. Okay. I mean, think through a blog flow, right? Whatever that is for somebody. Pick your categories, all that kind of good stuff. So the article's ready to go. Then I say, okay, well, I need you to now write 5 social media posts to announce that. I want them to be in this kind of framework. Maybe it's lessons learned or don't you wish, or, you know, I've got a, all this is built into a platform called Airtable that I use. So it writes a social media post, writes an email to say, hey, Audra's got a new blog post on her blog. You want to learn the 5 reasons why, whatever, right? So it writes all of that for me. Then it writes me a video script. So then if I wanted to take that article and turn it into a 2-minute video, I could, because it writes the script for me. And so the goal of any automation is just to think through every step along that way. And turn, is this step, can I automate this step, or is it still something that has to be done manually?
I have so many newbie questions. You can't even believe it. All right, here's probably the first, this will be the shortest answer. Okay. What's the difference between a question and a prompt?
Okay. A question is just conversational. Okay. Can you give me the 5 ways I can create a marketing strategy for my product? That's just a straight on conversation. I'm asking the chat tool. It's giving me a response. A prompt is structured. And you would start it with, you are an expert social media, or you are a social media manager that typically writes for brands like Alex Hormozi. want you to be able to do X, Y, and Z. Here's the task. Here's the directions. You know, you would kind of layer that throughout as you're adding in what you want them to do. So, so much more detailed, and you're specifically going after something there versus, hey, I'm just getting started. I need some brainstorming ideas.
Okay. I'm all about leverage. Yeah, I'm all about leverage, and I'm really fascinated, and sometimes I'm a little slow to the party. That's why I've had some great people build all my websites and all that. So I know there's plugins and different things. Now, if you go to your website, your WordPress-based website, you got to log in, username, password. Is that somehow connected to AI? Like, is that a plugin, or how do those two connect?
So from a tech stack perspective, my automations are handled through make.com. Those you connect. So you're using an API. So you're going to connect your WordPress website in there, your OpenAI key, your Claude key, whatever you're going to be using. I bring all that in to make through an API, and then I don't have to do anything, all the API. So it's kind of being handled in the background. So mind you, that whole workflow literally costs me pennies, probably pennies to do everything that I just described to you. I'm not paying for Airtable. It's a few cents to run these automations through OpenAI or Claude. My automations are set up so I can pick between the two. Mm-hmm. I am paying $9 a month to make.
Okay.
And that's it. There's no other fees associated with that.
That is so cool. What are some of the key, to me, just kind of as an outsider looking in, I think some of the people that are in potentially, so don't get all in a tizzy here. Some of the people that are potentially in trouble with this are like copywriters, because I've written many books. I'm a decent copywriter, but I'm also recognizing the value of this thing. Like, instead of a blank page syndrome, it pumps out something and you just go in and put the magic touch on it. Are there other industries or niches that are ripe for AI?
Well, AI is affecting everybody. I mean, it's not just marketing or small businesses online. It's touching healthcare. It's touching big technology, agriculture. I mean, you name it, AI is being interwoven into it. Here's what I suggest. As I look into what's happening in this industry, my job is gone. The typical job of an agency owner is completely different than it was a year ago. So I'm being affected as much as anybody else is. But what I suggest is, I'm not going to stand around and complain about it. Or poo-poo it or say it's no good. What I'm going to do is I'm going to dig in and I'm going to allow my business to evolve. And so how do I help people in this next iteration of what marketing is? Now, the important thing to remember is marketing is still marketing. Mm-hmm. The email that you sent in 1995 is no different than the email you're going to send in 2024. We're just using different technology to do it. And you know, 20 years ago, our jobs didn't exist.
That's right. So Audra, let's keep on AI and go back to even the beginning of the sales process. How can AI help entrepreneurs understand better who their target market is, or, you know, who their avatar or who they should be marketing to? Can it do that?
Absolutely. So if you've got a product and you're trying to sell it, or say you've gotten a few sales and you think you have a good idea who your target audience is, I would sit with ChatGPT or Gemini or Claude, whatever your tool of choice is, and have the conversation. I have this product. I believe I'm selling to this market. Here's my price point. Here's what my product does or solves for somebody. I need us to go through the exercise of really, really flushing out the target audience, because I may not have the right one. And share the copy off your website, share emails you've sent, share data that you've downloaded or that you can get that shows open rates or anything else. I mean, all disclosure, don't put anything out there that you wouldn't want the public to see. Mm-hmm. But it's the more information, examples, data you can provide it, the better answer it can give you that can actually help you. So I'll give you just one quick example. I'm on Twitter. Say I want to look at my Twitter data because Twitter's not growing. I can download my Twitter data. I can upload it to ChatGPT and say, I want you to analyze this. And I want you to tell me what are my top 10 posts that perform the best. And then I want you to create 10 more new ones in that same style of the ones that perform the best.
Wow.
And then it'll take all that out so you can start getting better results from the efforts. There's no point in doing this if you're not looking at the data to find out what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I mean, there's out and out plagiarism where you just take somebody else's work, but then there's almost one time years ago, I mean, I've been creating blog posts, I've written several books, ebooks, and it's almost, there was one point where I think we were trying to post something and said, this has already been posted, or this is very similar to this. I don't even think they do that anymore. If they do, maybe I've just avoided it. But at one point it's not like you can plagiarize yourself, but what are the ethical considerations? Are you just taking something AI gave you and putting it up as your own? Or is AI giving you the same stuff they give somebody else in the same niche that's asking the same question?
Okay. So as far as all the research that I've done, AI does not plagiarize.
Okay.
So you got to think of it this way. A machine sat plugged in somewhere and went out and indexed everything on the internet. So it's a big database of information that was public. When you sit in front of it and you ask it a question, it searches through for patterns and says, oh, somebody said something like that there and there and there. So let me take those and think, see if I can give them the answer they're looking for.
Okay.
So it's not plagiarized. It's taking ideas that a database knows and giving you back a different answer. So you could ask the question, I could ask the question. We are not going to get the same one. Okay. We may get versions of it, but it's not going to be plagiarized.
Okay.
Again, because it's repeating, it's doing patterns. It's not actually thinking, hey, what does Audra want to hear versus what does Jim want to hear? It's not thinking.
Yeah.
So ethically, if it's out there, it's probably been indexed. Now, what's going to win between those three tools that are really owning the space between OpenAI, Claude, and Gemini is going to be the data. So if you think about it, every input you do, every input I do, we're now giving those machines feedback. No, when I said this, I actually wanted this. When I requested this, I had to correct you until we got to the right answer. We're actually training their large language models in real time.
Okay.
So better data gives us better answers.
So you still have your digital agency or
yeah.
not? So can, without, you know, giving away any names of clients or proprietary information, can you share an example or two of how somebody came to you and you've helped them make their business better, simplified it, or automated it as far as their online marketing, anything like that?
Agencies are typical, maybe before AI services, there isn't anything I haven't done from membership sites. I've personally built over 500 websites, SEO ads. I mean, 15 years, you're going to do everything. Since AI and since these automation is getting better, that is recently fairly new for me and for my clients, just because the technology, you have to wait for the technology to catch up. Like I said, I can 100% automate my social media where I don't touch it.
Mm.
It writes the prompt, it schedules the information, it posts it directly to LinkedIn. I can do that on all of our social platforms except your personal profile on Facebook.
So it's automatic. You'd automatically post to your blog, which is your website. So, but you're saying it'll actually post to your social media account, like LinkedIn.
100%.
And as far as Facebook, it'll do a business page or a group, but not your profile.
I can't
page?
Do groups anymore. Zuckerberg pulled back the API for groups, but we can do it to a business page.
Interesting.
And I could put up a post. I could put up an image. I could put up links. I could create my own call to actions. I can do whatever I want. Again, that prompt is what's driving the success. When you get into the automation, that's really when prompts will make or break that for working.
Okay.
So you've got to really be able to talk, to lay that out in a way that the machine doesn't have a lot of room for getting creative. I need it to follow a specific system. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to remove a lot of its ability to be creative through the temperature. So it produces a consistent result every single time. I can auto post on Twitter. I can, yeah, it's now some people may have issues with that. Some people may say social media is supposed to be social, but yeah. How is this any different than me hiring a VA to do it for me?
That's right. It's not you. Yeah, good point. So we got about 5 minutes left. So I'm curious about the automation part really intrigues me because I've been a coach a long time. I know people who understand they should be doing this, but it's always which fire is biggest today and somehow posting to all the way you should be posting to your blog or social media seems to take a back seat. Knowing anything that's worthwhile is worth figuring out, but how long does it take to get the relationship, if that's even the right terminology, with like ChatGPT and the plugins, and so you can literally fully have your social media automated so you then can figure out how to write your book or do whatever you want to do. What's that? How long does that usually take?
I could show you how to do it in 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
But mind you, I've already put in the 500 hours to figure all that out.
Right.
But I could fast track it now. But all of it's a discovery, right? All of it, we're all learning from the beginning. I'm just pushing through a little bit faster than most.
So it's interesting, the 500 hours. How long have you been doing this? Because not everybody, otherwise people like you and I wouldn't be needed. Not everybody wants to go figure everything out. Right. They want to work with a good coach or consultant or whatever and just say, this is what I want to do. Please help me do it. How long have you been immersed in this?
Probably a year and a half.
Okay.
Where I probably spend, I don't know, 5 hours a day in AI alone. And then probably the other 5 hours a day in client work. I mean, I have a membership site and I have, you know, people I coach and clients, but it's that important to me. Here's why. Mm-hmm. And we can wrap up with this.
Okay.
I've worked with thousands of business owners over the last 15 years that will never make it past $10,000, $50,000 a year because they can't figure out the back end.
Okay.
100%. Just some amazing products that should really be million-dollar companies that will never make it there because there's too much that has to happen in the back. And it's too big of a learning curve for too many, or they just don't want to learn it. You know this as well as I do. Business owners don't want to be marketers.
Yeah.
But if somebody can simplify that, and now we actually have a tool to do this, there's no reason to not work with somebody, join a group, watch some YouTube videos, something to be able to fast track this so they can have a chance of their business actually succeeding.
Wow. This is fascinating. Seriously, I'm actually going to, when I get the recording up and tomorrow it'll be on YouTube, I'm going to share that within my private coaching group because I want to make sure people see this. The information you shared, Audra, is fascinating. Thank you again to Denise Griffiths for referring you to Dream Business Radio. So how can people connect with you and you know, follow you and learn more from you? Because it's really pretty cool.
I'm on social media, any of the platforms. I'm just Audra Carpenter. I've got a website. It's AI with Audra. Or if you go to audracarpenter.com, I've got a few courses coming out. This workflow that I'm talking to, I'm actually going to start teaching people how to do it and giving people the template and then working them through this setup. I feel like from an agency perspective, I have been given a gift. So many hours can be saved now that I don't have to do or my team doesn't have to do that has always been manual all these years. So, I mean, I hope people recognize, again, all new technology, you got to be vigilant, pay attention. I'm not saying I'm an optimist, but I'm also a realist. good people are going to do good things with good, you know, and bad people are going to do bad. That is what you do with it is up to you, but it really is
the dawn of time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So audracarpenter.com. That's the primary. Okay, cool. Yeah. Audra, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and all your insight today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special interview with Audra Carpenter. And you know how I know it's special? Because I paid attention every minute of this podcast. Sometimes, no, I don't want to say I fake it, but no, this is fascinating stuff. And this is game-changing stuff. So I would highly suggest you connect with her at audracarpenter.com. You can connect with me at getjimpalmer.com. But that's it. Until this time next week, another fantastic live interview. I'm Captain Jim Palmer, the Dream Business Coach, and you take good care.
Now it's time to go implement what you've learned. Great ideas are nice, but results only happen through action and implementation. So stay focused. Kick all distractions to the curb.
Sleep a little less if you have to.
And create your dream business now so you too can live your dream lifestyle. To learn about building your dream business, join Jim's free Dream Business Facebook community at dreambizgroup.com. That's dreambizgroup.com. See you next week for more Dream Business Radio.